Welcome back, Grapes and Gorak, episode 21. I'm Grapes.
Gorak.
We're going to do it a little differently this week. We're going to jump right into the lines.
Well, let's explain why. It's Monday night.
I was working my way into it. It's Monday night. Okay. Monday night football. We're watching the pregame to the Vikings-Seahawks.
It's about 7 o'clock right now. We got about 20 minutes to talk some
lines. Lines. We just had some Pizzeria Lola. It was delicious.
Still got another one. Well, I ate a whole...
Did
you? All right, so we got one more for halftime.
Well, you know, they're like 12-inch pizzas. They're super thin.
Yeah, they're delicious.
It was just cheese, so, you know. But anyways, how did we do last week for Lions?
For Lions, you went 6-8.
Oof.
No, you went 4-10. I went 6-8.
4-10. Jeez. Yeah. Wait.
We did not pick the Jets.
We did not pick the Jets, and then the Vikings Seahawks still.
I got some good ones right. I got the Dolphins right.
To cover, yep.
Yeah, I mean, could have lost by 8 and they won outright. You took the Patriots. I took the Colts.
Yeah, I remember that one the whole entire time. I was like, God, it feels stupid.
I took the Panthers, though. Oh, that was a reverse jinx thing, though, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. You did call reverse jinx.
Because I was looking at it, like, why would I do that? Like, I like the Browns in that game, but.
Yeah, it was a reverse jinx. You said it as you claimed it. Anyway,
Steelers didn't cover against the Raiders, didn't even win.
Rams
didn't. So there were some tough ones there. Like, Chargers won, but. They were picked by 14. So, should we just jump into the lines then?
Yeah, why don't we jump into the lines and we'll
Thursday Night Football, great game. This whole week, all the primetime games are really good. Chargers at Chiefs.
Ooh.
Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites.
I'm going to go with the Chargers in this
Chargers,
one.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Chargers to cover.
Beat the Bengals, but not that impressively. And same thing for the Chiefs with the Ravens. Went to overtime.
Yep. But... Philip Rivers is good. I think I like that Chargers defense.
I like the Chiefs at home.
And the Chargers. Tyreek Hill might not play.
Sounds like he's gonna, but he's still. That could just be a little. Let's claim he's gonna play, so they have to
prepare for him.
Next game, Texans. I think this is a Saturday game. There's two Saturday games.
Oh, finally. I said, Nick, God, when is there going to be Saturday football? I miss Saturday football.
Texans at Jets, so I hope you're excited to watch that. Texans are 6.5-point favorites.
I'll take the Texans.
Yeah, Texans finally lost.
Yeah, that was first loss in, what, 9 games?
9 games. 0-3, then 9-0, and now they lost. Colts beat them?
Colts beat them.
Well, next one, another AFC game. So if both of these are the Saturday, then it's all AFC. Browns at Bengals.
Browns at Broncos.
Broncos are 3.5-point favorites.
I'm taking the Browns. I'm taking Baker Mayfield in that Mile High Air.
I think the Broncos are close to being... I mean, they lost to the 49ers.
Yeah, they're
6-7
now. So Keenum
was riding pretty high, and then now they're probably in trouble.
And, you know, Baker Mayfield looks really good. He made some impressive throws. That sweet little, like, hand-off thing where he pumped in.
It looked almost like a Statue of Liberty play. Not quite. Yeah, he looks legit. That throw into like triple coverage.
Yeah, was insane. The touchdown to Landry
And it was nice of them to beat the Panthers. I appreciated it.
Yes.
Cam Newton ends the game. Did you see like the pick?
No.
They get the ball back and they're down. What was the score? Well, whatever the final was. And first play, they get the ball back and he just airmails it right to the Browns.
Perfect.
He's so up and down.
Yeah, very.
He can be an MVP candidate, and then he's just like airmailing balls off the right.
Well, it's like he almost tries too hard. It's like when he's forced to make plays, that's when things go south. But when he can just
play loose and just do whatever, he seems a lot better that way. The next one I have is Dolphins at Vikings. I don't have a line for it yet because we haven't played. My guess is we're going to be picked by like, well, it depends if we win or lose, you know?
Maybe like a four to five area.
They're 7-6.
Yeah, I was thinking they might just, if we lose, it's probably +3.
Yeah, I can see that if we lose. If we win, I think we're going to be more towards.
Well,
like
why don't we do it after the game, and we'll call it +3 if we lose, and we'll call it
+5, 4.5.
If we win by double digits, it's +5.
We'll come up with
a line.
Yeah. We'll go back. We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Packers at Bears. Packers open up on the Falcons. That McCarthy bump I told you about.
Yeah.
And then the Bears took care of the Rams.
Yeah,
that was
impressive. Actually,
I mean that was like the exact Bears team that I think is who they are now. Trubisky is terrible.
Yes.
And that defense is really,
the
really,
defense, like, really that's what good. I'm saying is what was basically impressive about that win.
They just kicked the shit out of the Rams.
Yeah, Goff threw four picks.
Gurley got, like, no yards.
And, like, most of Goff's picks were on him, but I'm not going to take anything away from
that's
that
still, like,
defense,
a lot of
you know?
It is caused by, like, the last pick, like, they do that, you know, play action, boot play, and, like, the Bears blitz the corner, so he looks up from his play action, and there's a guy right in his face, and he just chucks it.
Yeah.
Interception, like. But just the pressure and, like, they're not used to
so
getting
is,
kicked,
like,
in the mouth like
is,
that.
Is Vic Fangio going to be up for head coaching gigs?
I think so. I think the Bears fans are hoping that no one notices, but
I think everyone's going to. It's not, away. Like, they do have good players, but he's very good. He was good last year with the Niners.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, has he ever been a head coach? Anything?
I don't think so. I think he's always been defensive coordinator for the most part.
So, Bears are picked by 6. Who we got? In Soldier Field, Packers.
I'm going to take the Packers to cover the spread. I don't know if they'll win, but I think they'll cover 6.
I'll tell you what. If the Packers beat the Bears, the rest of the Packers games are super easy. I know it's like a super outside shot they could get in the playoff race. I mean, they're kind of in the race. But with everyone else losing, like if we lose, I'm actually more worried about the Packers than like any other team. If we go 2-2 and they go 3-1. Or 3-0 to finish.
Yeah.
They pass us.
Oof.
But they got to beat the Bears. They got to beat the Bears. But after that, their next two games, I forget who it is, but they are garbage. Cowboys at Colts. Colts are 3-point favorites, so they're pretty much saying they're even.
I'm going to take the Colts in that one, yes.
Yeah, I like the Colts. That one's going to kind of depend on what happens tonight. Because I want, if we make the playoffs, I want the Cowboys round one more than the Bears. Although, damn, the Cowboys kind of look good.
Yes, they do, but at the same time,
I don't want to play that defense. The Bears defense, that is, in Soldier Field. I'd rather just play like in a dome.
I'd rather play indoors.
Yeah.
And call
so
it a day.
If the Bears win, I mean, then you kind of want the Cowboys to take the 3 spot if we end up losing this game. Because if the Seahawks Viking in tonight, winner's probably getting the 5 seed.
Yeah.
Especially if it's Seattle. So. If Seattle wins, they're like locked. I mean, it's going to be tough for them. Because,
they have a really easy schedule.
But the Cowboys can still catch the Bears for that 3 spot. So.
Yep. And it's not the Cowboys often. Like, Dak doesn't scare me. Like, Zeke doesn't really scare me.
Zeke scares me a little bit.
Well, he is good, but yeah. I really like our front 7.
I think we can handle them I also like how they have, like, a normal offense and not this gadget shit that the Bears run.
Exactly.
Because you know what you're going to get.
True.
That D's good too, though.
The defense they put together, like when they moved Byron Jones to cornerback, like for whatever reason they did, it seems to work out. Mm-hmm.
Those two linebackers,
Smith and Vanderash.
That's a pretty solid squad. Yep. But you took the Colts. I took the Colts.
Yes,
I think the Colts are going to be in the AFC mix for a while here.
I hope they make the playoffs. I like Andrew Luck.
Titans at Giants. This game is basically useless. The Titans are like 7-6, aren't they? Still in the race.
I think so.
Giants are a 3-point favorite after what, 2 straight wins? Beat the Bears, beat the living shit out of the Redskins.
Yeah, let's go with the Giants.
Yeah, I'll take them
to cover.
Buccaneers at Ravens. Ravens are an 8-point favorite.
I'm gonna take the.
It's a big line, but
I'm gonna take the Bucs to cover.
You did that last week against the Saints, and it did not work out for you.
It worked out very well at the beginning, and then I took a nap.
And then the Saints came roaring back.
What woke me up was, or at least I woke up for a little bit from dude on red zone going, and that'll put that away. That's the Saints up by 2 scores now. I'm like, oh, all right, see ya. Oh,
damn it. Then you have Teddy, you know, riding the bike in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. He's got some great dance moves.
Oh, man. That's the guy that drafted. Potential. We drafted him.
That is our guy.
That's ours.
That's our quarterback. Saints fans are loving him because they're like, oh, the internet's loving him. It's like, oh, this was my quarterback.
It's a bummer. Like, we've only like really
that's my quarterback
drafted like our own guy. What would it be? Tarkington and Culpepper?
Yeah. It
would that like actually so. Worked out.
And in my lifetime, Culpepper.
And then he tore up his knee and it was like, all right, like, I guess that's over with. Like, Bridgewater seemed like he was going to be that guy finally for us. Like, actually 15 years of the same guy. Like, the fucking Packers have 2 times in a row.
Yeah.
But, and he was only getting better. For, like, ever, you know? Yeah, Bridgewater's only getting better. Like, we were in the playoffs his second season. You know, I know people say it wasn't all him, but that's still something.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Just I like Cousins, but damn it.
We have that sentimental feel because it's not like he was bad and he left. No, he got hurt.
Rehabbed for like 2 years, and then it was like, this other guy is available. He's really good and doesn't have injury problems, and like I get it. And Cousins is really good, but Bridgewater had something, you know? Although a lot of other people didn't seem to think so.
No.
We did.
I saw on Facebook, it came up on my memories. I was talking to Nick or Fuzz from Bill Salesman. And he, I don't know what he was saying, but it was like an Adrian Peterson thread. And all of a sudden we were talking about mid-game and whatnot. I was like, Peterson's got like 52 yards and a touchdown. He's like, by the way, Bridgewater does not suck. I have to retract what I said last week.
Oh,
and I was like, see? Even back then, people were retracting their statements.
He was like 22. Come on. Come on.
So good.
11-5 is like a 22-year-old.
Teddy Two Gloves. Ryan Bikes.
Yeah, he's just celebrating the Saints division championships. It's very sad. Cardinals at Falcons. This game is pointless. Falcons are 9-point favorites.
Falcons.
I'm taking the Cardinals. Didn't the Cards just beat somebody? Oh, no, Detroit beat them, but Cardinals beat the Packers. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, if the Packers didn't blow that game, what would they be right now?
Six and one?
6-6-1, just like we would be if we lose this?
Yes.
Yeesh. Good thing we lost that one.
Good thing we beat them.
Yeah, good thing we beat them, because if we do tie with them, at least we get ahead. Raiders at Bengals. Bengals are a 3-point favorite.
Taking the Bengals to cover.
I took the Raiders.
That's embarrassing.
The Bengals, man. They were hot. They were Raiders hot off the
road.
Bat.
Raiders on the road, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's Driscoll. Is AJ Green even around these days?
I don't know, but that's the dumbest thing you've done all year. Next.
Oh, okay. That's rude. Redskins at Jags. Redskins. Ooh. That Mark Sanchez didn't last long. Jags are 7-point favorites.
Is he officially replaced by Josh Johnson now?
I don't know.
So, Josh Johnson doesn't play the same style. Doesn't he play the same style that Colin Kaepernick does?
Does he run around and throw the... No, there's a distinct difference. One of them kneels during the anthem.
Okay.
And the other one stands.
Okay, well, doesn't Washington have a racist name to begin with? So who?
Exactly.
So who cares? Anyways, who are playing the Redskins?
The Jags. Does it matter?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Did you see what the Giants did to the fucking Redskins?
That was fantastic. They do have Barkley, though.
Yeah, they didn't even have Odell, and they put like 40 up on him. At Barkley's really good.
Very good.
Lions at Bills. Bills are a 3-point favorite.
I'm going to take QB17 against the Lions.
Wow, all right. I took, Matty Patricia.
Ooh. Oh, he's a rocket scientist.
He's a smart man. Seahawks at 49ers. I have no line on it. Do you want to guess a line?
Seahawks at 49ers?
Or do you want to do this one after? Why don't we do this one after, too?
Yeah.
Patriots-Steelers, I don't have a line because Ben Roethlisberger's got some problems.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, if he does play, that's a giant difference. Like, you
Patriots at Steelers?
Patriots at Steelers,
If Big Ben plays, it's probably... What, Steelers by two?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or one and a half, two and a half.
And if he doesn't, Pats by five. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be a huge difference.
Phil's calling me right now. Sorry, Phil.
Yeah. Tighten up, Phil.
Tighten up.
Why don't we just say he's going to play? We'll do -1 Steelers.
Yeah, -1 Steelers.
In Heinz Field, Patriots.
I'm going to take the Patriots. Coming off
a devastating loss to the Dolphins.
I'm going to take the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Pats as well. It sounds like Connor might not play.
Again, huh?
Connor and Roethlisberger. Another reason why the line isn't up there. So if they both didn't play, that'd be...
That'd be Patriots +9.
Yeah. What is with the Patriots and they can't seem to figure out the Dolphins on the road? It's like last like 4 out of 5 times they've been there, they've lost. Next game. This is Sunday night. Great game. Eagles at Rams. Rams are 9.5-point favorites.
After just getting manhandled by
The Bears. Eagles.
The Eagles.
And they hung tight with the Cowboys.
I'm going Rams. I'm going to take Rams to cover that.
Yeah, I think the Rams bounce back. And the Philly is banged up.
They're bad. I don't think they're good.
Yeah, they're just... That's the thing why people write in all these articles like, Vikings got to go 4-0 and make the playoffs. Not have to, but like, control their own destiny. It's like, dude, these teams all kind of suck. And maybe we're not that good either, but like, 2-2 in the last four probably gets us in.
Yeah.
3-1, and we are 100% in. We clinch if we go 3-1.
I was listening to KDWB this morning for whatever reason. And they're like, oh, big Vikings game tonight. This is like a must-win game for the Vikings, right? If they don't win, they're basically done. Is that yeah. They're like, yeah, I think they have to win tonight, and they just skipped right through. I'm like, you guys are so dumb. Do we really want this win? Is it really going to help us? Yes, but it's not must win.
It helps us more than it hurts us. Before these two games even happened, I said we were going to lose to the Pats, lose to the Seahawks, and then win the next three, and we'd get in. But if you look at it right now, our percentage chance to make the playoffs the percentage chance to miss is 36%. We have a 36% chance of missing the playoffs. If we win, it goes to a 15% chance we miss the playoffs. So that's kind of a big swing. I mean, if we win this game, it's 85% we're going to make it. If we lose it, it's 45% that
we miss it?
That we miss it. So
we're still 65% chance to make it.
Like, it's 36 to 45 if we lose. Or it goes all the way to 15.
Okay.
So, I don't know if that made any sense because I'm doing it, like, backwards. If we win, we have an 85% chance of making the playoffs. If we lose, we have a 55% chance of making the playoffs.
I get it.
And right now we have, like, a 76% chance. So, it's like, nothing changes. It's weird.
This is really for the five seed. Yeah, we're still better than most of those teams.
Yeah.
All those teams, in my
opinion. Another thing, too, is, like, the Eagles have to play the Texans and the Rams. The Redskins are garbage. They're gone. And then who's the other one? The Panthers have to play the Saints twice.
Yeah. And the Falcons, right?
And the Falcons, yeah.
Three division games.
That's why when you look at the Packers, I'm telling you, like, if we stumble, that's the team. Like, they play the Bears. Okay. Bears-Packers, that's always competitive. Okay. That's my dad calling me. But and then they play at the Jets. That's a W. Home against the Lions. That's a W. So, like, they could easily go 8-7-1. And if we go 2-2.
That's 8-7-1.
So we'd be okay. We just can't go 1-3. So, I don't know. So, last game. Let's get it. It is the Saints at Panthers. Saints are a 6.5-point favorite. Monday night. Another good game.
I'm going to take the Saints.
I'm taking the Saints, too. I think the Panthers are bad. What have they lost? Like, six games in a row now? Four games in a row? Four? Something like that? They have seven losses now.
They were 6-2.
So five in a row. They're 6-7 now.
They're a bad team. Riverboat Ron on the hot seat. If they go 7-9, I would fire them. Ron Rivera. Oh. He's not a very good coach,
in my
opinion.
He gets enough money from those Pepsi endorsements anyways. He doesn't even need the job. But all right, Vikings about to start.
Yep.
We'll pause here. We'll jump in, and maybe at halftime we'll see.
Yeah, potentially. I'm going to go 27-23.
What's your final?
Yep.
I'm going to say 17-13. I think it's going to be low scoring.
Right on.
I don't know why. I just keep picturing the playoff game against them. That was like 10-7 or some shit.
I would.
Although they're decent.
I don't know what I'd prefer, a lower scoring game or like more points. I don't know. I feel like the lower the score, the more nervous I'm going to be.
Run the ball.
Run the football.
Get the ball to Cook.
See ya. And we're back.
Watching the T-Wolves. Great game. Battling.
Yeah, it's 40-35 against the Warriors.
We're going to break that down.
Yeah. We just watched that monstrosity of a game.
What are you talking about?
The podcast.
I blacked it out. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm watching the T-Wolves.
Oh, you're in a food coma from all the pizzeria Lola.
I'm in a coma because I want to die because DeFilippo's...
Play calling is atrocious.
All right, so I guess we have to talk about that game now.
Yep.
That's what we get for doing a podcast right after the game.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun.
No.
Should we jump into some Teddy's and Troy's?
Yeah, let's talk about the three good things.
Three good things. Our defense played pretty well, held them to 14 points.
How'd they score their last touchdown?
The Cousins fumble. Yeah. Return for a touchdown.
I thought Danielle Hunter played really good.
Yeah, Hunter did play very well. There. Matt Weil can help control the field.
He did do that pretty well.
Yeah.
Anthony Harris hits hard. I like that.
Yeah.
The defense actually played pretty well. We lost contain a few times. I feel like Everson Griffin needs to learn how to like stop jumping inside.
Yeah.
Like, dude,
It's like he's like, all right, I'm containing. Now I'm just going to go attack the quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going to run after him.
Like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I don't want to do this. It's like, come on. Stop jumping inside on Wilson. The rest of the guys just stand there. They don't even try to rush him. They just stand there. And it works. Not Everson Griffin. He's good. Right, that's not a good thing, though. Why am I bringing that up? You know, we're talking good things. Yeah. Happy things after that horrible game.
Laquon Treadwell, zero drops.
Zero drops. The streak continues. Rudolph had a drop. Conklin had a drop. Treadwell?
Treadwell, no drops.
They should have kept him out there more. That one drive, he was moving the ball a little bit, you know?
No. And then we got stopped on third and one, fourth and one, whatever that was.
Well, those are bad things. We don't talk about those until later. You know, good things.
More good things.
I thought DeFilippo's play calling was fantastic. Oh, wait. Hold on. No.
I saw a funny meme after the game where I just showed you. It was, what's wrong with the Vikings play calling? It was DeFilippo reading a Waffle House menu. So that was pretty funny. That was good.
Overall, I mean, the defense played well.
It did.
They played good. Holton Hill, I thought, played really well. He lost contain a couple times, but like a couple times he was in man-to-man and did a good job not getting a penalty. Although
that one play in the end zone was pretty good.
Yeah, he was the one, though, that got beat, and that dude didn't drag his toe, though, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, if that guy just drags his toe like any decent receiver does, he gives him a touchdown, so, yeah. But anyways, you know, he had some good plays.
Barr had that sack. Yeah. And not too many.
I thought Dalvin Cook played pretty good again.
Yeah, he looks explosive once again.
Not that he had like any huge plays. He had a couple that I thought looked like he was going to bust him off.
Yeah, there was that one play where he got tripped up, and if he
knew it.
Yeah, we all if he can just stay up, he might be able to take that one to the house, and we had a different ball game. I don't know.
On to the bad. Let's dive into it. I mean, the game was 90% bad, so why wouldn't the podcast?
Let's start with refs though.
Refs. Yeah, there was some bad.
Missed some false starts on Seattle. Yeah,
that has happened so much in the NFL this year. Like just blatant false starts, and they don't call them.
Then the
TVs don't even talk about it. Like it didn't even happen.
And then you've got the ref completely butchering that Jermaine Afidi penalty.
Yeah, it's 6-0. We're kicking. Wait, Jermaine Afidi was his.
The personal foul.
Oh yeah, he butchered it, and I don't even know if that was really a penalty. I don't know who
it was. I think it was supposed to be on 66.
And like, even if it was, that was kind of like ticky tack. Yeah. Like I don't know, a bunch of guys pushing each other in a circle. Like that doesn't happen six times a game, and this guy's gonna flag it. He went in our favor. They missed a face mask after they called. Was it Bobby Wagner for like grabbing the opening in the helmet?
Yeah,
I don't know. So they were pretty sketchy, and then obviously the big call they missed. When it was 6-0, we're trying to kick a field goal to make it 3-6, and
Bobby
Wagner puts two hands on each of his buddies, leverages his way over, blocks the kick.
They throw the flag. Initially, they threw the flag.
That's what makes it like 100 times worse. They didn't just miss the call. He saw it. He went, that's a flag. That's a penalty. That's why I threw it. And then some other ref came over and was like, No, he must have, his hands were what, just dangling? They didn't make contact?
Or they were like, oh, no, it's only illegal if you jump over over the center.
Or it's only illegal if you touch the opponent. No, the rule is you can't do what he did.
There is no leverage. You can't use anyone as leverage.
So.
And that's a 15-yard penalty. So forget that he like, even if he blocks it, let's say Dan Bailey makes it, it's 6-3, and that's still a different ballgame.
Yeah. And it, with a 15-yard penalty, could have ended up being 7-6.
And then,
I mean, moving the ball? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we were moving the ball all day.
Yeah, we had that one throw to Diggs.
We had that one throw to Diggs.
That was good. Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah, well, and then, so.
I mean, as long as you don't include that last drive where they gave us 7 points, we just utter embarrassment.
Yeah, I wouldn't count that as anything good.
So, yeah, refs weren't great.
Let's see here.
Let's kind of pick around the main problem right now. Let's talk about something else that was terrible.
Let's talk about the fourth and goal where Cousins threw it to Rudolph.
Mm, yeah.
And if he holds it on to a split second longer,
Thielen's wide open.
Well, about to come out of his cut and made the safety fall.
The safety's like knees buckled. The guy completely.
And he's wide open. Split second longer. Cousins had the time to wait. And he's looking at Thielen. like initially, and he's but like
I think he's only looking at Thielen because he's planning on going to Rudolph and he's trying to move the safety.
Yep.
And the reason I think this is because he threw to Rudolph, who wasn't open at all.
At all.
So that means he wasn't the whole play. So he wasn't looking at him. He was looking off the safety and then just I'm hoping he's open.
Yep. I'm gonna look for him in this spot.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So bad. And like you said, I think he was just looking at Thielen just to look off the safety.
Yeah. I mean,
I just don't know. Like this, like I know the odds are that, you know, we can still make the playoffs. I mean, we got two winnable games coming up, the Dolphins and Lions.
And now the division's all but the Bears, so they might not even be trying week 17.
So
the biggest obstacle to us getting into the playoffs is that we may not be that good of a team. Just like the Eagles, just like the Panthers, just like the Redskins, we're all kind of not that great.
The only thing I think we have going for us over those teams is that, like, our defense is still really good. We're like, the Eagles don't have a really good defense. They don't have a really good offense either. They're mediocre in both. Same with the Panthers. They're mediocre in both ways. Where we've got a really good defense, but our offense is really bad. So that we're that's where we get into mediocrity.
Yeah, you know? And the only thing I would say is that maybe our offense is just atrocious, just really bad. We're at least the Panthers are mediocre on each side of the ball. We're just trash on one side of the ball.
Like, we had, 67 yards going into halftime?
I think Cousins had 27.
27 passing yards, 4 of 8, 27 yards.
Let's talk about Cousins. We'll save the play calling, but let's talk about just Cousins. That guy has no poise. He doesn't have pocket presence.
He just stands there.
Even on the strip.
Like a fucking statue. God.
Oh, like, even on the strip, which was so late in the game, it didn't even matter. It's like, you don't feel that guy coming from behind?
Yeah.
You've held the ball for 9 seconds. Throw it. They show the play where he throws it. It's like, here's an example of not having poise. You throw it to a running back who's behind you.
Yeah.
You panicked. Like, what are you doing?
4 yards behind the line of scrimmage, 2 yards behind you. You literally have to make a 180.
You have to turn around to find
you. You're throwing the ball the other direction.
It's like, not only can he not ad-lib, he doesn't just not ad-lib. He does it terribly.
Yeah.
Even the throw to Cook, where he panicked and tried to throw to the flat. It's like, dude, there should be like a rhythm to it, like boom, 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 hit your guy in the flat. His is like, oh crap, oh here, like, and then it's like a jump shot over the offensive line.
And like, where when Brady dumps it off, it's boom, 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 dump it off into the flat. It's so
no
smooth.
No one open, and the guy's still like running forward by the time he gets in the ball, so it's actually in stride.
He couldn't even do that pitch right.
Yeah, the
Cook had to lean forward for. Oh,
but and so on that play where he throws it back to Murray, there's a nice picture going all over Twitter where Thielen's just wide open standing there. Then another one that was even worse is they run that bootleg. Diggs is out front.
Oh.
It looks to me like that's the first read. Why would it not be? He's outrunning the whole defense. No,
Cousins is
looking inside the whole time. Yeah, turns his shoulders. He's looking inside the whole time. He gets like 4 yards to Rudolph when he could have got 7. And what happened on that drive? Did we end up not getting it on fourth down or something?
I think that was the drive. I think that was the drive where we actually started moving in the third quarter. And we had third.
I think it's like third down, fourth down, and we don't get it.
Yeah,
one of those. Or maybe
third and one. Well, I think we did. No, it was the third and fourth down we didn't get it. But I feel like we had a. Did we get? Oh, Kirk Cousins had the QB sneak on that drive.
Oh, was that that?
Because we threw it to Rudolph, and I think that was third and one at that point.
Oh,
and we
just bad. He just if what again? Like we said it last week. Like if what he thinks he's supposed to see isn't what he sees, he fucking toast.
He panics.
He's like, there's no ability to like alter a play and do something different. Like if his first couple reads are covered, it's just complete utter.
It's nonsense. Like, there's no like magic behind Kirk Cousins. You know, he can't make things happen.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's none of that. You watch Russell Wilson. Every play, he's looking to if no one's open, he's not panicking. He just waits and waits and waits for Everson Griffin to jump inside, and then he runs around him for 40 yards. No. I mean,
Just things like that. I don't want to hear that. Well, you know, we don't have the offensive line to give Kirk that kind of time. Their offensive line is like, if you believe in Pro Football Focus, they're all graded worse than our linemen.
Well, and it's like they just do different types of plays. They run, you know, and then they do a, not that they had a great offensive game or anything, but they run that, you know, big play action where like there are only two guys going out for a route, okay, and he just stands there and someone eventually will leak out or whatever. You know, it's just, I don't know, we'll get into play calling, but we're just talking Cousins. I do think if we had a third receiving threat that actually was any good, it would help. Because teams are like, you know what, I'm just going to start doubling Diggs and Thielen every play.
At the beginning of the game, they were doubling both of them.
Yeah, so it's like, they've been done that for most of the game. Who knows? Why not put them on the same side of the field? How are you going to double both of them then?
I don't know.
You know?
Well, yeah, why don't you stack one on top of the other? I don't know. And why don't we... again, we'll get into play calling it. Another bad, or are we still, do we still want to attack Kirk some more?
I what else is there to say about Kirk? He's not Teddy.
He's not. I was gonna say that myself, but I'm glad you said it.
It bums me out, man.
Yeah.
We had our guy, he tore up his leg and he spent 2 years rehabbing and we saw something shiny and we all went for it.
You know what? The grass isn't always greener, you know? It's
unfortunate. It's getting bad where I'm to the point where, like, these Keenum truthers.
They might have some truth to them.
Because at least Keenum had the balls to just throw a fucking ball at
him. They had the balls to run around a little bit, too.
Yeah. Dude,
do I miss the fucking floaters that he threw up? No.
Yeah, no. I mean, he made some really dumb decisions. He didn't turn over a ton. He, you know, some really bad times, but
it's bad.
This team get this much worse? Like, you have the exact same team, but you added Kirk Cousins and Sheldon Richardson.
We're a little more banged up on defense.
Oh yeah, Trey Wayne's.
Just
Trey Wayne.
Is our offensive line worse?
Yeah. I mean, no Easton, no Joe Berger. Remmers has to play guard, and he's terrible at it.
He is so bad at fucking guard.
I don't think, like, I mean, yes, Cousins get pressured, like, a decent amount, but I don't think it's, like, anything insane.
No, I just feel like, you know,
I feel like he doesn't handle the pressure. Come on. Warriors have three at the second half buzzer. Or first half, second quarter buzzer.
I mean, you know... We run shotgun, and he doesn't drop back on a shotgun. He just gets the ball and he turns his feet. You know, like I get it. You know, we got a little pocket, but take a couple steps back, roll around a little bit, yes. Maneuver, do something. Don't just stand there like a goddamn idiot.
He's like a fucking
deer with his head, like looking straight at the headlights.
I want to see the like the All-22 is no one actually ever open, or is there someone open?
And well, he's just not getting the ball? That one guy said Diggs is always open.
Yeah, he did a whole thing on it. There was even times though, like where like the Diggs, I think it's fourth, it's third and something, and he catches it, but he gets stopped like a couple yards short of it. And then we don't get the fourth down. I'm almost positive that was it.
Is that the curl? Yeah.
The curl. Yeah. And he goes and it's thrown a little high, but he's got to get that ball out where, like, right when Diggs turns around, it's hitting him in the stomach.
Yeah.
Like, why he's is gotta he waiting
throw,
for
you
the gotta ball?
You got to throw him open. You can't, yeah. You can't see
you
if
you
got
to anticipate
open.
Him, and he's going to turn around, and he's just going to catch the ball. Like, even the Thielen.
Because he didn't just go to the sticks. He went, like, a yard and a half past the sticks so he could come back to the ball. So he's, like, working his way back to the ball. But, like, Cousins throws it late. a second late. So when he finally actually, like, does make his move back to the ball, he's behind the first down marker.
Well, he turns around, he has to wait. And then it's like, okay, well, if he just stands there, this guy's going to undercut it. So he has to go towards it.
Yeah.
Cousins just seemed to beat off. He seemed to beat off. Beat off. Now that's funny.
That's funny.
A beat off. You know what I mean.
You know, he's a beat, comma, off. Or yeah. Pause, off. Yeah. Yeah. You know what we mean.
He seems to be a step slow on everything. Yeah. Like, he just seems to be...
A beat off.
A beat off. That's the only one way to say it. Cousins is beat off. All right, so should we, anyone else that really stuck out as bad? I mean, the drops, Rudolph and Conklin.
Short yardage.
Oh, let's talk about.
Not even just running. Just short yardage
in general. And, yeah. It's just bad. It's like every time, I mean, it just really comes back to DeFilippo in every sense.
It does. And maybe maybe this offense doesn't fit Kirk Cousins, and that's why he looks this bad. Because I know before this game, he was on pace for, like, his normal fucking years. He was still on pace for, like, 4,400 yards, 31 touchdowns, 12 picks, which is right in line with what we signed up for.
That's interesting. I almost want to go back and, like, watch all 16 games of Cousins from last year and be like, okay, does he so up and down, or is it just, like, he's getting his numbers in a different way this year, and it's, like, uglier? I don't know. I mean, well, this game had to have hurt his numbers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And even last game, it wasn't very pretty. I still say that he doesn't fit this offense very well. I didn't know exactly what DeFilippo's offense was all about. Yeah. But now that I see that it's basically all shotgun all game, I don't think it fits Cousins.
I don't think it fits this team.
Yeah,
I don't think we really have the personnel. I mean, you got Diggs and Thielen, yes, but like
you're not deep at receiver. You're top heavy. I mean, your top two guys are probably two of the best in the league. But after that, you don't have like tight ends to bring in because Morgan's been hurt.
And again, I mean, we've said it before. I'll keep saying it. Maybe that Frank Reich was the guy. Like,
yeah,
was the offensive in that room? Genius. Yeah.
Well, what's his face? I was telling you that tweet from Jason Lockenfora. He was saying like, this something about like this takes the shine off of DeFilippo being the up and coming OC to get a head coaching job, and then he put ... Not that was actually ever a thing, at least among real like NFL like football guys, like league like guy like in league. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, that's mostly like a media made up thing. Like he kind of rode that Philly hype, and it's like, you know, fans like us, we don't really know much about DeFilippo. All we hear is like,
yeah, the media
say, well, like this is the next young guy. He's going to be the next big thing. He's getting coaching. He got head coaching job interview.
Yep.
And it's like, we were like, oh, that's cool that we went out and tried to get a better and do better. And now it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe bad. I mean, yeah, and maybe Stefanski stealing stuff from Shermer might have been the better way to go about it.
And but we talked about
hindsight's 50-50.
Yeah. We talked about how we kind of liked how we kind of like decided to not just settle with Stefanski and like continually try to
get better.
It might be something we're wrong about, though, because now it's like maybe just taking some of the core principles of Shermer's offense and just continuing to run that type of scheme would have been better.
It might have been, because it was more of a West Coast scheme. This is
like
some,
a more of a like a, this is a some traditional like, one, I feel like. This is yeah, seems more like the new exotic school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it just, there's just something, like, you know, you didn't see the 49ers were kind of the West Coast originators, and they weren't running fucking shotgun every play.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's like it's the new school.
And they still aren't, though. I mean, they still don't.
Well, yeah, and they run that zone type of zone running, bootlegging.
Yeah.
All those cool West Coast plays. Yeah.
Like a Mike Shanahan offense.
The Mike Shanahan version with all the zone and all that stuff. Yeah. So.
Cousins
grew up in that offense. We should have got a guy like from one of those teams and maybe stuck with that. Or just brought Teddy back. Because he's awesome.
Well, yeah, and well, Teddy probably wouldn't be able to succeed in this scheme either because it's not really a good scheme.
Yeah, it's so hard to like.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it's feels like we took four steps back.
It is kind of like, I mean, like going into this game, it was okay. Probably gonna lose. This is at Seattle.
I was oddly confident.
I wasn't oddly confident. I felt like I was oddly
optimistic.
Optimistic, yeah. Like, dude, I feel like we might be able to steal one tonight. Like, everyone thinks we're gonna lose. Like, all, you know, the pregame, I think only Randy Moss picked us to win. Like, it just felt like one of those games where we could steal one. But I was okay. If we lose, you know,
13-10, 13-10,
even 20-10. Like, if we just show up, put up a fight, and we get beat by Seattle on the road, that's fine. Win the next couple games, make the playoffs, try to make a run. But the way we lost,
like we got
basically shut out.
And like, it's not like the Patriots game where, yeah, they beat us. We legit got our ass kicked on one side of the football. Yeah. On offense. Like,
this is, you know what this is kind of similar to actually is the Rams game. The opposite of the Rams game. Where the Rams beat our defense repeatedly, like just pounded them. But our offense was just on fire.
Yeah.
So I feel like give it a day and then rewatch it, and we're gonna be like, it wasn't as bad. It was still 6-0 in the fourth quarter, like before the wheels came off. Like,
yeah,
we were at the goal line to go up 7-6, and we don't make that play. But
you got to remember, the entire first half was bad, really bad.
But not for the defense.
Yeah, but actually,
you know what? The defense didn't. They gave up a lot, like 100 yards rushing in the first half. If that David Moore drags his toe like any other one. And if Russell Wilson then doesn't completely freak out and throw a pick at the end, like, that game could be 13-0 halftime.
It wasn't, though.
The D, they did their job where they, in the red zone, they toughened up. They caused a turnover. Again, it's just, to say we got our ass kicked, but it was 6-0 in the fourth is kind of, I think it was the fourth, right? At least late third. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty deep into the game. It was still 6-0.
It was fourth.
Yeah.
With like 6.5 minutes to go.
But it did feel like a game where if we would have went up 7-6, I'd have been like, these Seattle fans are going to be so salty if they lose this game because they are handling us.
They were beating us.
Seemed like
we got stops, you know, like, yeah. But they were, it was never 3-0, you know, like, they just kept running the football and eating fucking clock.
Yeah.
It was 3-4 yards, 3-4 yards, 8 yards, 3-4 yards, 3-4 yards, 8 yards.
And then we'd get like a sack or something and then their drive would stall out. You know, we only moved the ball one drive, and it was all on a Diggs bomb.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad. That's the thing. Like, you have Cousins. You have Dalvin Cook. You have Stephon Diggs, and you have Adam Thielen. How did we almost get shot out? This is impressive what DeFilippo is doing to score zero points, basically.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is damn near impressive to do that.
It's weird. We came out of the gates pretty good this season offensively. Like, besides the Bills game, like, the Rams game, we put up a ton. Packer game, we put up a ton. 49er game was fine, you know.
Yeah,
it, 49er game, did people game just catch on? Ball. Like, oh, this dude passes the ball 90% of the time on third down.
Yes. Like, I think
he just throws to Thielen every play.
I don't think he realizes that there's that, and like the Eagles aren't the only team that did a bunch of analytic work. Like, everyone's doing
other teams are studying and going, wait, 4th and 1, Murray's in, CJ Ham's in. Could it be another 4th and 1 dive right up the
Unbelievable.
Middle?
Unbelievable.
I am shocked.
When was the last time that worked?
Oh, against the Patriots. Worked like a charm. All you got to do is have the ref spot the ball 1 yard further than he actually ran.
Yeah.
Works beautifully. I can't believe he called that. He passed on, was it 3rd and 1 the previous drive? And Rudolph was covered and it broke down. It didn't work. Okay. I didn't mind the call.
No.
He tried to pass it. I wouldn't have mind a run that was maybe to Cook towards like maybe like a stretch play or a zone read.
A little
like
more outside.
Something where, well, I don't know, maybe our best running back gets the ball instead of Latavius Murray, and you don't run the ball right in the middle. But for him to come back on 4th and 1, and it's like, he just passed it on the last 3rd and short, so we all know he's running it. Because he's not, like, I mean, I think Zimmer might fire him at that point if he passed and didn't get it again. But you can't, you doesn't mean, because everyone's going to be like, see, there he ran it and didn't get it. But it's, he ran Murray up the middle again. Is that not, is it like he's got a, like on his giant fucking Cheesecake Factory menu of plagues, does he not have like more than one 4th and 1 call?
You know what the definition to insanity is, right?
Trying the thing, same thing repeatedly and expecting a different result.
Yeah, I think Flip might be insane.
Well, I think what he does is he goes, there's no way they're going to think I'm going to call it. There's no way because it's so bad it never works. Like, they're going to think it's a play action. No way would I call Murray up the middle again. I called it again.
I'm going to use my fat back.
Our line. Yeah. I'm going to bring in the big back. What's ridiculous? Oh, Jimmy Butler got hurt. Oh, tough break. Shocking. It's like our offensive line that never gets a push on any down. Like, all of our runs have to go to the outside. All of it is made mostly because Cook makes people miss. Like,
yeah, all our linemen sliding off of each other and stuff like that.
And then you watch, like, when we played the Bears, the Seahawks, the Patriots, and even the Packers a little. They get a push. They push the other team's offensive line a couple of years. Like, they push us. They push Lindvall back. Like,
They're all big. Even the Seahawks.
Seahawks did it all day. They were pushing. And then, like, they get hit, like, 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, and they fall for 3 more yards. Like, we never do that. Another thing, just to throw in the bad, Linval Joseph kept the streak alive of legal hands in the face.
Yeah.
That's got to be one a game for him. It's really impressive.
Yeah, he's got to have at least, what would that be, 13 this year?
Yeah. He's had some, yeah, he is, he does do that quite a bit. But let's talk, like, let's really flesh out this DeFilippo really letting us down. Wait, last week we said people saying to fire him were just being a little hot takey, maybe a little too quick.
Yeah. Still gonna say it's a little too hot takey.
I'm fired up right now, but with Booger McFarland saying like there's some tension and like
if tension's real,
if Zimmer's really like if it's not working, then maybe you gotta get rid of him. But
at the same time, we are still in the playoff hunt.
If the season ended today, we're still in it.
Do you really want to overhaul an offense?
Yeah, like, has it ever happened where you fire a coordinator and then you, like, reel off 3 wins, make the playoffs, and then run the table? Like, it's probably pretty unlikely because it doesn't happen that much that a winning team or a playoff team fires their coordinator. So, small sample size.
Yeah.
But maybe it would spark the team. There seemed to be some I don't know, tension or things were bubbling up on the sideline a little bit. It seemed like Thielen was kind of getting mad at Cousins. I don't know if it was mad, but they panned to it, and it was like Cousins sort of walked away and went and talked to Rudolph, and it was when Thielen was like clearly saying, like, hey, I was open in the end zone, dude. Like, stop predetermining your throws. Stop going before the snap, like, I'm going to Rudolph for sure. He's covered. He's blanketed. What are you doing?
Yeah. If you waited a split second, I'm open.
Yeah, you got to actually read the play, not pick a guy you're going to throw to and then force it to him. And, like, it seemed like Diggs was getting a little flustered. Like, I don't know. I just think...
Well, then he had Cousins going at flip at the end there, too. Like,
yeah,
I don't know,
like, he Cousins had his back turned, so it's hard to tell, but he looks like he's making some pretty aggressive hand motions, and then...
And Flip's like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I read out of his lips, like, okay, I'll do that. I don't know. I think
we failed to get a 3rd and 4, a 3rd and 3, 2 3rd and 1s, a 4th and 1.
Yeah.
And we passed on, I think, all of them besides the Murray up the middle.
Oh, and well, you can all would be 2 4th and 1s because we did the one at midfield and then also the 4th and goal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
And then an extra 3rd and short.
3rd and 2 whatever. There, yeah. 3rd and goal.
Because, yeah, that, I think we saw that tweet while we were on that drive or whatever. Before
yeah,
that
so there was all those. Well, I mean, the goal line, we run the ball to Moran first down.
Yep.
Sure looked to me like a running back that has any sort of athletic ability left in it would have got the touchdown. It looked like a good call. It looked like there was space.
It was the right call, I think.
I mean, I'd have to see like the end zone angle from the coach's film to like know if like it just looked like it, but it sure looked like a lot of space. Then on second down, Cook is in, and it looks like they've got no one in the box again. Like, just run the draw again. And they throw that like play to the back corner to Thielen because I think whatever his initial read was covered. So then on third down, they do run to Cook. He gets stuffed. And then fourth down, yeah, Rudolph's covered and he throws it to him, which was very strange. But for DeFilippo to have credit there, Thielen's wide open. So it's really like it goes hand in hand. Like, but to score 0 points, because we're not going to call it that last touchdown, I think it takes having a quarterback not playing well and a coordinator being garbage. So,
yeah. Or a coordinator not being well and a quarterback who's garbage.
Yeah, one of the two.
But I don't think our quarterback's garbage.
There's too much of a track record with Cousins to say he's garbage.
Yeah.
Now, is he, like we've been saying, is he the 12th to 17th best quarterback? Is he in that
14 to 17
yeah,
range?
Yeah, now is he in the lower range? Is he like a slightly worse Stafford? Like, he's good, but...
He's a good quarterback, but, you know, for thinking that... For aspirations of hoping that he was going to be the guy to be able to take us to the next level, we might have to pull the reins on that one for the time being. Mm-hmm.
But maybe it is something where you got to build a scheme around him that fits him better, that involves... Because I feel like when he does have plays that, like, get him out of the pocket or get him moving, like the one where he rolled out and he hit Conklin after Conklin dropped it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good-looking throw, good-looking play. There's just... No pocket movement, no rollouts,
and with Flip, like maybe rollout. And well, you know, maybe with Flip and Cousins, if Flip stays, hopefully like Kirk can be like, all right, these are the, like, you know, I wasn't able to like tell you before the season and everything, because we just met and this and that. But
and I'm sure Flip's coming things... like, going to have his playbook ready and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm sure they'll get together and be like, all right, Kirk's gonna be like, all right. This is what I do well out of your offense, and this is what I did well in Washington. So let's try to incorporate these, you know, philosophies and make it so I can do
some self scouting and just be like, hey, dude, like, I don't, these plays I don't working for me, you know? I need, I don't know, just read one side of the field or something. Like,
you know, I don't know, run some crossing routes, some pick plays, scheme people open.
Fuck, they did a pick play to an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And it wide open because Gideon's garbage. There's another guy who played terrible. Bad. Gideon, man, did he play bad.
That was one of the worst
games. To cap it off, he got, well, he barely plays usually.
Yeah.
This game, they were putting in a sixth lineman like 80% of the time. And just to cap it, though, Carson just runs him over. Just buries his ass. Fucking man, did Gideon play bad. But, yeah, I mean, it's just some of the... DeFilippo, man. I don't know. I don't know what you do with the guy. You wait this out. See if he can't figure it out. I mean, what's his press conference going to be like? Or even Zimmer's press conference. Like, I'm excited to watch it. Just to hear what he has to say.
I don't know. I don't know what you do with Flip. Because, like, I don't want... I mean, it can't get any worse. So it's not like you're going to go and find a worse offensive coordinator. Because you literally can't get worse right now.
What you're going to end up doing. Shermer was going to hire him to be his offensive coordinator. I mean, Shermer was going to continue to call plays, but...
Yeah.
At this point, I'd rather have Zimmer call the plays.
Yeah.
I mean...
Zimmer can't be a worse play caller than Flip.
Call plays on both sides of the ball. Let Edwards call defense and you take over offense. It'd be like, run, 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 run.
Don't care.
Well, like a good example is like the Diggs bomb. Just fucking throw it up to these guys.
Which should have gotten a flag, by the way.
Yeah, that was... I feel like you said,
like I said, if he doesn't catch it, they probably throw the flag. But like you said,
can you imagine if he didn't? And also throw it anyways.
Yeah, throw it anyways.
But like, and how often does that happen where you do just throw it up and you do get a penalty? Like, take a shot once a quarter, twice a quarter. Like, just bomb it up to Diggs. He's either gonna catch it or he's gonna drop penalty like half the time. So it just so much like all this extra. Crap to throw like 2 yard outs to Rand. Like, it's just so bad. I can't even remember. Like, we threw like two screens to Thielen until the fourth quarter that he got.
Yeah.
Who the hell was he throwing the ball to most of the game? Nobody?
He was looking for people to throw
to. Just eating sacks or, dumping it to Cook. Those are like runs if you ask Vikings Twitter.
Just as good as runs. Just he's as still good getting 4 yards.
Yeah, he's, you know, whatever. Oh. I mean, our run game was fine. I don't think it was great. I mean, the offense played like shit, so. Yeah, I don't know.
But hopefully we come to play next week at Dolphins at home.
We were talking about what we think the line is now. I think we're still favored, but I think it's like 1 or 2. They're 7-6. We're worse than them.
We're 6-6-1. So, yes, technically we're worse than them, but only by half a game. They beat the Patriots. We just got spanked on national TV.
We've been spanked 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, Vikings +2 or -2. Something like that. Vikings -3. I bet we're still -3.
You think it's on there? Did they post the line already?
Vegas might have, yeah.
How do you feel about Miami at home? I feel like that's very, 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 very winnable.
It's very winnable, but it's also very trappy.
We're too bad to be a trap game. How do you get trapped right now? Looking ahead, you can't get this trapped. Is it. Like, this is your season.
It's just,
I think we should, like, I just picture Dalvin Cook running for like 180 yards on him or something. Like, I liked like some of the screen calls early on. Thought those worked a little bit.
You know, the Dolphins seem to have a. I don't know if it's the same with Albert Wilson being gone for a while, but they just seem to have like a lot of speed. Like out of their receivers, and they seem to get guys in open space a lot. So that just kind of
they seem kind of to me like similar to Seattle. Like I look at their roster and I go, how the hell are they winning?
Like who do they have on offense? Like under six games or something like that.
I thought they were garbage. Like I don't get it. You had Ryan Tannehill and Brock Osweiler for most of the season. Like you have like who are the receivers? Devontae Parker and Kenny Stills and. Oh, and Dola's hurt, right?
Yeah.
It's just not that great. How like they Frank shouldn't Gore. Score. Yeah, Frank Gore, Kenyon Drake. So, I think we should be able to win that game.
Hopefully we win that
game. What are the odds that DeFilippo's fired by tomorrow morning? What would I have to like?
If there, again, if I knew that if there was tension or not, I'd give you an answer. But if it's just made up tension, I'd say no. If there's actually tension,
I'd say this is pretty good. I don't think Zimmer would be sitting there in his press conference and saying he wants to run more and that there's too much volume in the playbook and. You know, I don't. I think there's something. If there's tension, and Zimmer never gets along with anyone coordinator besides Shermer. He's the only one he ever liked. Like North Turner quit six games into a season. He quit. Weren't we 5-0? 5-1 when he quit. Yeah, right.
5-0 when we quit, or 5-0.
No, we had to have lost a game.
And we lost the. Did we lose?
We lost the Eagle game. Maybe one more, and then he quit.
Yeah, I think we lost two straight games. Two or three straight games. I think it was two.
So, I mean, that's interesting. How much like? If I bet you $20, but if I win, I get 20 that he's fired. How much would you want to bet against it? Like you win 100.
Well, I feel like
how much you risking to win $100?
I feel like my odds would be better that he's not getting fired.
That's what I mean. No, you'd be on the not getting fired side. I feel like there's a decent chance.
I feel like there's a decent chance. Yeah,
he embarrassed himself on national TV.
Not once. Not one. Not two, not three.
Oh, Cousins is now
not 4.
Cousins is now 0-7 on Monday Night Football.
That's not a number. That's not a stat that matters.
That's
to
a
me.
Problem.
That's not a stat that matters.
He
to
folds
me.
In big games.
We don't know that.
How do you not know that? It's over. He's got. When is the sample size big enough for you to admit it?
There's no. Quarterback wins aren't a stat.
They are for Teddy.
Well, yeah, but I'm just going to use that one for Teddy.
Teddy drove us down for the game-winning field goal against Seattle in the playoffs.
Teddy also is driving us down for the game-tying field goal against the Cardinals that year as well.
Didn't he get strip sack on
that? Yeah. No. That was upsetting.
DeFilippo fired. Would you be happy?
Yeah.
This is why
I'm so upset.
This is why we can't do podcasts right after a loss.
I know, like we're so.
I'm ready to fire Flip. I want Cousins off the squad. Bring in Kyle Slaughter.
Yeah, this is really bad.
Well, okay, I like I said earlier, like if it would have just been a 24-14 game, that'd have been fine. But the way we lost,
yeah, it wasn't a good loss.
What do you think of the going for it, like? Did you think those were the right decisions?
At the goal line, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so too. I'd rather try to go up 7-6 than.
And it was 3-6. The right play call too. We had a guy open.
Yeah, that's true.
Thielen was open.
Cousins didn't find him. Well, one of them, but the other one.
Oh, and Diggs was open too on Rudolph's side.
A little bit of a farther throw, but still. I think he could have got it in there.
Yep.
And then it was on the Bobby Wagner cheat play. Do you think you should have went for it there on 3rd and 9?
No, I told you that on 4th and 9.
Yeah.
No, I told you that. I like taking the points right there. I think it was a lot of people said, or I'm sure they were saying, you know, oh, that could have made it 6-6. But we're really only in that situation because we went for it.
That first, stopped the them. First one, yeah.
Like stopped when we, them, got the ball at the 50. Yeah. So don't tell me that that was a potential game-tying field goal. Because,
yeah, had we have taken 3 earlier. Yeah, and plus it didn't go in, so, you know, since he cheated, but... But yeah, the only reason, like you said, we by going for it, they were stuck on the 2-yard line and couldn't do anything. And then they had to punt it. I wonder how that game could have turned out if they do call a penalty on him. You get 15 yards, you get the first. I mean, I know we haven't been scoring, but like.
I wonder, let's go before that. I wonder what the game turns out if we score a goddamn touchdown.
The drive, the one where he forces it to
7-6.
I just can't imagine. Like, that's got to be demoralizing for the fans and their team to be pretty much. Handling and just completely having control of that game. And
the
all
only
of a sudden
reason
losing.
Why and the only reason they're down there is because of Diggs. Like
yeah,
that
one play basically
one play
broke
brings
their,
you down to the 19.
Yeah,
like so.
I just knew that game wasn't going to end without the Russell Wilson ridiculous stupid scramble. Or remember in the
runs like such a pansy too. He's still like upright. I don't know.
Barr like just couldn't get him and falls down, and then Linval Joseph is just so winded he just gives up and runs out of bounds. Like it's just horrible. It sort of reminded me, it was a different type of play, but you remember in the playoff game against them when they like fumbled the snap or something?
Yeah.
And like the play broke down and Wilson picked it up and rolled out and like everyone just abandoned. I forget who it was. Was it Baldwin or was it?
Was that Lockett?
It might have been Lockett. Yeah, rookie season Lockett.
Yeah.
And like he catches it and runs to like the 2-yard line. And that was their only big play the whole game because like it was just defense the whole time. Nope. It was very similar to that game, like just all defense. Yeah. I mean, and like when it was 6-0 when we had the ball, it's just like, this is a Zimmer game. He's probably okay with this, but you got to get that touchdown.
You got to move the football. You got to get that touchdown.
He plays this field position game. Like, you just got to be slightly above garbage on offense. He's holding the other team to 6 points.
Exactly. Just he's calling one of his better games of the year. Yeah,
get 3 field goals.
I'm not asking you to make a goddamn 75-yard drive. I'm asking you to get me 40 yards and get me in a field goal range.
I'm not asking you to score 30 points. I'm asking you to score 7.
Yeah.
7 would have been nice.
Shit, we only needed like 14 before that strip sack.
Whatever you want to call it. This has got to be one of the most disappointing Viking teams
since 2010.
What was 2010? Second Favre year. Yeah, that one kind of I get. Favre had the whole like texting his dick to everyone. He had like he's 42 or whatever. Like there's the hangover of the year before. I guess is there a hangover from last year for this year? Is that part of the problem? Like, is it just losing Shermer? Is it like losing Kyle Shanahan?
Well, I mean,
is he that good?
Well, maybe we use all of our the Vikings dynasty ended with the Minneapolis Miracle.
No, it ended when we abandoned Teddy.
Well, we kind of did that prior. So,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean,
he was there.
We all knew that we weren't getting Teddy back.
Why did we know that? What are you talking about?
We just didn't want to admit it. We all knew he wasn't.
If Cousins isn't available, who's our quarterback this year? Keenum.
Chase Keenum.
Chase Keenum?
Chase Keenum.
Who the hell is that?
It's Case, obviously.
I think it'd be Teddy. I don't think they liked Keenum. I don't think Zimmer liked him. Maybe it's Bradford. One need Bradford. That dude is not.
Maybe it's Keenum and Teddy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe, yeah.
And then like camp battle.
And Teddy obviously.
I like that better.
I do too.
A Teddy.
Well, come on. We were talking about that before we even started the podcast.
Yeah.
On how nice it would be, like, yo, we really want Teddy, but let's bring back Case or Bradford with them. Yeah. You know, in case he gets hurt, and we'll have him battle it out.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm kind of reeling for the Case Teddy days. God, we cannot be recording podcasts after these games.
I know. There's just something about a quarterback that can't make a play. And Kirk Cousins lacks that ability to just create a play out of nothing.
He's so ponder in that sort of way.
Ponder without, like, with like a less mobile. He's, let's not, I don't know. He's nothing like Ponder. That's just mean. Ponder's not even in the NFL. He's like 27.
Watch out. Don't let Samantha get a hold of this podcast.
Was Ponder drafted the year after Cousins? Or was it before, or...
Ponder was 2012.
It was RG3 luck draft.
And Cam Newton, I think it was the year before.
Okay, so he's probably a couple years older than Cousins.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would think so.
I don't want to get too far with, like, the Cousins hate. Like, I think he's a good quarterback in the NFL.
I do.
But...
I'm just so I think upset
it's a,
right
it,
now.
It seems like a bad match with the coordinator. And he's really shrunk in big moments. Besides against the Packers.
I was just going to say, except for the Packer game when he stepped up. And
even Thursday night football against the Rams, like, he played fucking out of his mind.
Yeah, I feel like our offense has changed so much.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like we've gotten, like, into all these short passes. And you know what I always liked that Shermer ran? Is he ran that, just that, like, kind of almost like a deep fade, like, out of the slot. Where the slot, it was always Thielen. Thielen would be in the slot, and he would just run.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like slightly to the left, but just straight fast. And you just drop it over top to him.
Yeah.
We don't do that ever in this offense. Like, that play worked so much last year. Like, you catch him where there's no safety over the top, and you just, there's so much space because he's out of the slot.
Yeah.
And you just outrun the DB.
Yeah, especially when you've got him on the wide side of the field.
Yeah, if you got him on that wide side. And it's similar to the play we did run against the Rams, only it wasn't quite that, where like, Cousins looks to the right and then just guns it into Thielen and he runs for the touchdown.
Yeah.
Similar to that, but like, we aren't seeing anything like that, like, at all.
Makes me want to go back and watch the Rams and the Packers game.
And see, like, what was the difference? Was it because we were in a shootout, because we're trailing? Because that's where Cousins is, like, that's what he's good at, is just putting up stats that mean nothing.
Yeah, but we weren't doing, like, no huddle shit.
Yeah.
And that seems to be where the only time he's excelling right now.
he seems, maybe it's like he needs to be in a rhythm. Like in these games where he's just so choppy, he just can't get into rhythm at
all. Yeah, but how do you get him? How do you get him into rhythm then?
I have no idea. More screen passes, I guess. I don't know. There was slant. Not one slant this whole game.
No, I don't remember one.
No.
It's upsetting. Had a couple out routes.
Yeah, but he threw late. Their DBs made some hell of a plays, though. Like on the drive, basically the last drive that mattered before we like completely blew the game.
Yeah.
They had the play where we threw it to
Diggs first or Thielen first?
Thielen first. Thielen and they knocked it away. The one where Thielen looked like he got hurt.
Yep.
He came back in the game, though. He was fine. And then, yeah, the next play was to Diggs, and the guy batted away. Like, two really, really nice plays by DBs.
One play by Dare against Diggs was really nice.
So, just seems that people are making plays on us. Even the Patriots corners were, like, glue on our receivers somehow. Even though, like, there's...
I don't know what it is.
I think it's because they have help over the top. So it's like, oh, I can play right on this guy, not worry about a double move. I can play with outside leverage because I know I have a safety coming inside. Like, they showed a couple of replays early in the game where they were double teaming both of them. Like, linebackers are dropping underneath so the corner can just stay over top. Like,
yeah.
It really, it's like a combination of like, I don't know what's like the percentage of who's at fault, but it's like, oh, what the flip was that? But it's like DeFilippo play calling, Cousins just poor play, and then like that third pass catcher not emerging. It seemed like maybe it could have been Eldrick, and he's falling off. He's not getting open now.
Treadwell
gets 5 yards a catch. Like, he just doesn't do anything explosive. Rudolph's slow, and he did pretty good in the Packer game.
Yep.
But since then, it's just
he's been quiet again. Well, yeah, he had 7 catches in the first half, and that was it.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And then he's just done nothing, and maybe Chad Beebe's got to get healthy. Who knows? But did David Morgan, missing him? I mean, yeah. Maybe he's a bigger loss than we know. Like, not only is he a damn good run blocker that probably really helps out our run game, you can actually catch the ball pretty good.
We always had two tight end sets, and he played as, like, you know, the sixth offensive lineman on pass plays and stuff like that.
Maybe you can.
And he'd just leak out.
Yeah, you can actually run some two tight end sets, have a better run look, and then run bootlegs and stuff out of those two tight end things. Without him, we're running three wides every play, and that's bringing Treadwell or Eldrick or so. Yeah.
It's upsetting. Wow.
Well, I think that's probably all we got on that, huh?
I think we've vented enough.
Yeah. Wolves are now down by 11, so.
So that's too bad.
It's another loss for a Minnesota team. It's the Warriors, though, in Oakland, I think they play.
Yeah. Yep, they're in Oakland. So,
See you next Monday. We got the Dolphins at noon. A noon game, first time in 5 weeks.
Oh, that's going to be so nice. I can't wait.
I'm excited for a nice noon game. I'm done with
this primetime stuff.
It's killing our season.
It is.
It's killing our season. Oh. I am very confident against the Dolphins. I know there's probably a lot of Viking fans that are just, like, done. But I could definitely see us
winning. Showing out.
And I could see us winning 3 in a row and being, what is that, 9-6-1, going to the playoffs as the quote unquote, like, hot team, you know, that's reeled off 3 straight wins. And then I don't know where you're the 6 seed at best now. You're basically fucked for the 5 seed. So you probably, unless the Cowboys pass the Bears, you're probably going to Soldier Field.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Gotta.
Bears or Cowboys, I think those are winnable games.
They are. We just got to prove we can play with them.
Well, you got to score. So.
No.
So that'll be fun. Dolphins, it's a big win.
Yep. So follow us on Twitter at Grapes and Gorak. Follow me personally at Grapes07. Him at 10th Puppy. Follow us on Instagram at Grapes and Gorak.
All the social media is Grapes and Gorak. So yeah. Just find us out there. You know, we're lurking.
Well,
you know.
We'll find
Maybe
us.
Maybe I'll grab some coach film and throw out some takes from the Seahawks debacle. Yeah, I find it much funner to, which is weird, to rewatch losses and to like find out what the hell went wrong.
Yeah,
than to like rewatch like, oh, that was a really sweet route that worked perfectly. Like, this seems like there's nothing productive coming out of that. So like after the Patriots game, it was actually fun to go back and like watch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the fuck the problem was, you know. So
yep,
I'll probably try to rewatch it and check it out.
Yeah, I do like rewatching the games, except this one's just going to be tough to watch at first, you know?
Usually when I rewatch a win, like, I like rewatching the broadcast just to hear, like, the announcers and shit just say good stuff about us.
Yeah.
This one I'll definitely be just rewatching the silent coaches film. Yeah,
maybe turn on some like, jazz in the background, yeah. Set the mood right.
Just watch and see. So that guy's wide open and Cousins don't throw him the ball. Oh, another route combination that is just four routes that have nothing to do with each other, like... I don't know. So, yeah, we'll be back next Monday.
Next Monday. Awesome. Have a good night, guys.